Okay, here's another fine passage from C.S. Lewis's translation of the Aeneid. This is the bit where Aeneas is suddenly revealed to Dido. He's come into her city and seen the pictures of Troy, and he's under a kind of cloak of invisibility cast over him by Venus. And Dido has heard from his fellow survivors and worried that he may be wrecked, and says, if only we could find Aeneas. At this point, Aeneas speaks out, and the sun comes out from behind the clouds, and he's revealed. He spoke, and stainless sky that moment through their dimness broke. Forth shone Aeneas, smitten by the sun, with head and shoulders like a spirit's from heaven. So Venus shed youth on her son, a brightness on his hair, a grace ruddy and fresh and frolic on his eyes and face, as when men make fair ivory more fair, or fold silver or Parian marble in a skin of gold. Then to the queen, unlooked for, yet to all eyes clear, suddenly thus he spoke. I, whom you seek, am here, Trojan Aeneas, outcast from the Libyan deep. Thou, who alone hast pity for Troy's woes to weep, thou, who to us, the remnant of the Trojan blood, so beggared by each accident of field and flood, offerest a hearth and haven. No sufficient meed of thanks my tongue can utter, no, nor all the seed of Troy, where now soever in the world it hides. The heavens, if aught recognizant of good abides within them, any righteousness that cares for right, alone can recompense thee. Neath what planet bright, say, wast thou born? Who fathered that so happy birth? As long as streams go seaward, or the hills of earth make shadows, or the stars in their sky pasture graze, so long will I renown thee and rehearse thy praise, whatever fate yet calls me to some further strand.